Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax DiEugenio. In today's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with Pooja M. Pull, MD, a hematologist-oncologist at the John Theurer Cancer Center at Hackensack University Medical Center, about emerging insights into the gut microbiome and its clinical relevance in multiple myeloma.
This is an emerging area of significant interest in the field of myeloma. We often have patients ask us, what can I do on my part once they have received a diagnosis of myeloma to decrease my chances of progressing further or responding to the best possible degree to the treatments I'm being given? Or on the other side of things, for patients who are diagnosed with sort of pre-plasma cell dyscrasia diagnoses like MGUS and smoldering myeloma, they certainly ask what are things that they can do in their lifestyle to mitigate their chances of progressing to an active myeloma diagnosis. And I think one of the key emerging features that we're seeing in the field is that the diet of a patient can actually significantly impact their responsiveness to therapy for those patients with active therapy, with active myeloma, as well as for patients with some of the precursor conditions like MGUS and smoldering myeloma. Their diet can actually significantly influence their progression to an active state. So what we're seeing out of data from other institutions such as Memorial Sloan Kettering is that patients with active myeloma on maintenance therapy post-transplant tend to have those patients with higher butyrate producers in their stool or higher butyrate levels in their stool tend to have improved sustained MRD negativity, which as we know correlates to long-term survival. So The study design was that we were looking at 64 patients with newly diagnosed multiple myeloma who were planned to undergo autologous stem cell transplant. And we profiled their fecal microbiome alongside our colleagues with the Centers for Discovery and Innovation. So it was a bench-to-bedside translational approach looking at the fecal microbiome for these patients prior to transplant during stem cell engraftment and then 2 to 4 months post-transplant to understand the variability and the changes for each individual patient as they went through the process of stem cell transplant with regard to their fecal microbiome. I think the key takeaway here was that there was a significant reduction in the fecal microbiome for these butyrate producers. We know that butyrate is an important molecule. It's a short-chain fatty acid that has properties that are similar to HDAC inhibitors. So they have both anti-tumorigenesis properties as well as properties that decrease cytokine and inflammatory profiles and therefore likely contribute to survival and patients' response to therapy. And so what we found in these patients was that after undergoing autologous transplant, these patients had a significant decrease in butyrate-producing bacteria. These are the healthy, good bacteria that are going to help them long-term. And that this was associated with an inferior progression-free survival. On a laboratory in vivo level, there was a correlative study where they treated cells with butyrate, myeloma cells with butyrate, and found substantial reduction in tumor cell activity with the butyrate treatment. And then even in mouse models affected with myeloma, treatment with butyrate was associated with a 95% reduction in myeloma cell activity and light chain burden at the 1 month, 28-day mark, which is really remarkable. So clearly, butyrate and these short-chain fatty acids have significant implication in the outcomes for our patients. And some of these treatments, including stem cell transplant specifically in our study, highlight that. So I think clearly what we're seeing here is that that profiling the gut microbiome and the ability to assess butyrate levels can be used both predictively as a biomarker for a patient's ability to respond to treatment, as well as potentially as a target for future therapeutics. So clearly, this is an area where we can tangibly quantify and qualify a molecule or a set of bacteria that can, in a long-term fashion, be protective for our patients. And on the converse side, a loss of those bacteria can be negatively predictive for our patients. So the ability to target that area will be something that'll be very important to our patients in the future. The real question is, and getting back to kind of the heart of all this, is when patients ask us, what can I do differently? I think we really need to understand and use these tools from with a collaboration with our colleagues in the laboratory to truly understand what are the dietary changes that can be made to potentiate our patients' ability to respond to their therapies, and for the patients with precursor conditions to prevent their progression to active myeloma. And we do know so far that butyrate-containing foods like whole grains, legumes, lean proteins like fish, chicken, and a more plant-based diet approach does seem to correlate to MRD negativity and improvement in gut health. I think those are definitely prospective studies that need to be continued in a translational level to understand best how to use these markers predictively and to alter the gut microbiome, and also be mindful of utility of things like antibiotics, which can also significantly alter the gut microbiome, to fully understand how we can all work together as a team to enhance our outcomes for our myeloma patients.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back throughout the week for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.